O God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
All you who long to see the Christ, lift up your eyes to heaven's height, for there you will behold the sign of his eternal majesty. This star in light and beauty bright outshines the circle of the sun. It brings glad tidings to the earth that God in mortal flesh has come. Lo, Persian magi from the east, the gateway of the rising sun, discern with wise and learned skill the royal standard of the king. This great one, who is he, they ask, the sovereign ruler of the stars, celestial hosts before him quake, the light and skies obey his will. Some noble wonder we behold that knows no limit, end or death, sublime, exalted, boundless one, more ancient than the heights and depths. The King of nations, this is he, and sovereign King of Israel, pledged to their father Abraham and his descendants evermore. To you, Lord Jesus, glory be, revealed to nations on this day, with God the Father ever blessed, and loving Spirit ever one. Amen.
A humble, contrite heart, O God, you will not spurn. Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O, wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. My offenses, truly I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done, that you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O, see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Indeed you love truth in the heart, then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O, purify me, then I shall be clean. O, wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt. A pure heart create for me, O God, put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me again the joy of your help, with a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you. O, rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise. For in sacrifice you take no delight, burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart you will not spurn. In your goodness show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocausts offered on your altar. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. A humble, contrite heart, O God, you will not spurn. Even in your anger, Lord, you will remember compassion. O Lord, I have heard your renown and feared, O Lord, your work. In the course of the years, revive it. In the course of the years, make it known. In your wrath, remember compassion. God comes from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. Covered are the heavens with his glory, and with his praise the earth is filled. His splendor spreads like the light. Rays shine forth from beside him, where his power is concealed. You come forth to save your people, to save your anointed one. You tread the sea with your steeds, amid the churning of the deep waters. I hear and my body trembles. At the sound my lips quiver. Decay invades my bones, my legs tremble beneath me. I await the day of distress that will come upon the people who attack us. For though the fig tree blossom not, nor fruit be on the vine, though the yield of the olive fail, and the terraces produce no nourishment, though the flocks disappear from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet will I rejoice in the Lord, and exult in my saving God. God, my Lord, is my strength. He makes my feet swift as those of hinds, and enables me to go upon the heights. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Even in your anger, Lord, you will remember compassion. Oh, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Zion, praise your God. He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed the children within you. He established peace on your borders. He feeds you with finest wheat. He sends out his word to the earth, and swiftly runs his command. He showers down snow white as wool. He scatters hoar frost like ashes. He hurls down hailstones like crumbs. The waters are frozen at his touch. He sends forth his word and it melts them. At the breath of his mouth the waters flow. He makes his word known to Jacob, to Israel his laws and decrees. He has not dealt thus with other nations. He has not taught them his decrees. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. O praise the Lord, Jerusalem.
Turn to me and be safe, all you ends of the earth, for I am God, there is no other. By myself I swear, uttering my just decree and my unalterable word, to me every knee shall bend, by me every tongue shall swear. All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
Men and women of every nation will serve him.
They will bow down in worship.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
Vitebum gentes iustum tuum, et cunti reges inclitum tuum, et vocabitur tibi nomen novum, quod os domini nominabit. Alleluia. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Vitebunt gentes iustum tuum, et cunti reges inclitum tuum, et vocabitur tibi nomen novum, quod os domini nominabit. Alleluia. Give honor and glory to Jesus Christ, who comes to create a new heart and new spirit in all. We call to him as we say,
By the power of your birth, make us new persons. You took on our life and offered us in return the mystery of God's life. Help us to recognize you in the mysteries of your word and your Eucharist, which you entrusted to your church.
By the power of your birth, make us new persons.
Founder of the human race, through the spotless Virgin, you became one of us. Through her intercession, may we touch your divinity and be healed.
By the power of your birth, make us new persons.
Our Redeemer, you descended upon the earth as the rain which fell upon the sheepskin of Gideon. Now drench our lives in the living water that springs up to provide eternal life.
By the power of your birth, make us new persons.
As we celebrate the beginning of your life on this earth, let us imitate that perfect manhood which you revealed in your life among us.
By the power of your birth, make us new persons.
Pater noster qui es in celis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo.
Grant, we ask, Almighty God, that the nativity of the Savior of the world, made known by the guidance of a star, may be revealed even more fully in our minds. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen.